Okay, West Coast. The mighty the tight group. This is the group that's got the breathers. These are the ones that can't be denied. You guys are the ones where we asked a whole bunch of people to come to this call, or to consider it. Many of them wimped out, turned to butter, oozed through the floorboards, was nothing. They tried to call up every week and couldn't get through, and you came anyway. So with a great sense of pride that you are it all the way down through your toenails, let's see who got through the phone call maze this week. Kareen, you with us?
I am. I'll give me 15 minutes today.
Awesome. I'm going to get rid of this phone line. It's making me crazy. Leslie.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, Leslie, you are prompt. You are totally in this game. Now I got to find my pen. Shucks. It's my one really cool pen that I have that it just fell right down. Oh, guess I better get my second really cool pen.
That's how you never lose the cheap pen. You can always find that one, but the next expensive one you almost always lose. I did that with sunglasses and watches. I will keep that thing for 5 years and never lose it. If it's expensive, I've lost it in a month.
Yeah, there's something about that, isn't it? So that means if you ever start a company, make sure you do the expensive watches and sunglasses.
There we go.
Because people are always buying them, the cheap ones, they won't buy them, and they don't get any volume off of that anyway. Okay, Trina, are you with us yet? She's still trying, I'll bet you. And Lily? Lily always has trouble. That's even more trouble than the rest of us trying to get in. And let's see. Who else is on the call that we haven't called off yet? No, there's one I'm missing here. Went to the same place as my pen.
What about Jessica?
Yeah, Jessica, that's who it is. They're all probably having trouble getting in. Okay, you guys, tell me some of your successes for the weeks while we're waiting around. Kareen, you're the greenest bud on the vine.
Yeah.
What did you do to work this week?
I was actually sitting down at the bar with Trina and Scott from our group and got a phone number from a guy at Applebee's.
Oh.
That was probably my biggest success, my first stranger recruit or attempted recruit.
Awesome. So how did you break that out?
Actually, Scott kind of started talking to him first, and Trina and I were sitting there, and then Scott got up and went and grabbed the table, and while we were waiting for him to clear them, they asked if we were here, and I told him it was my birthday, and he just started talking to me, and I asked him what he did. He asked me what I did, and I said, oh, well, I said I'm a dental assistant, but that's not what I plan on doing for the rest of my life, so I'm actually a wellness consultant as well. And he started talking about Schneider's. He worked at Schneider's Bakery here in town and didn't really like it. And I said, well, you should probably give this a try then. So I can guarantee you, you'll love it.
There
you have it.
So, was it hard?
No, not at all.
Wouldn't it be miserable if that's what you did for a living?
Terrible.
You'd have to go to the gym and work it off after something like that.
I know. Well, it's a good thing I do go on the morning.
Okay, so this is the group, and we only have three of you right now, but, good. Who just joined us?
Trina.
Trina, you got through the gauntlet.
I did, finally.
And, Jessica and Lily are the ones that, and Todd, are you on this week? Todd may be listening, and Todd's, unfortunately, his week that he's got for recruiting and wellness previews is always Monday night, so we've opted to put him in the wellness preview mode and doing those rather than being here every week because it just couldn't work out for his schedule, but he'll be in and out some. So this is a group that was supposed to make people grin and find out. What some of your results are from that. Just chat for a bit because I got a feeling that I'm getting a call
How's that baby looking?
Oh, my gosh.
Is he cute?
He's so cute.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe how small he was. Like, his little feet and his little wrinkles on his knees. And
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He was just like, when I held him and Scott held him. And, yeah, it was just like holding a feather.
Yep.
So adorable. Holy moly.
Babies?
Yes. Ginger baby.
Oh.
It happens at 3:30 in the morning, Saturday morning.
Well, she went full term, didn't she?
She was 36 in a few days.
Wow.
So she came home with him on Sunday. There were no problems whatsoever.
Jeez. And that's a wrap for her, huh? Now she starts to get to be moved toward retirement when the kids move out of the house.
She is 100% on her way to retirement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's done. She's not doing that again.
Nope.
Who was that tried to call you, Jerry?
Oh, it was the Alumni Association from one of the old universities I went to trying to get money out of me.
Oh, how nice.
So, we've got a baby born now, and
yep.
I wish that girl was on our calls because I know that it would just kind of heat things up even more.
Yep.
So let's see. Leslie, we started out 2 or 3 weeks ago with making people grin.
Mm-hmm.
What has that developed into in your life?
This last week was a little bit harder than the week before.
Because you were crabby?
Not because I'm crabby. I'm not getting out much, and I'm really trying to get my house in order. So.
You lived in a garbage can on Sesame Street all week, right?
Exactly. So, but it's going well because it's taken all the pressure off me, and it's just let me relax about it so that it's more of a casual conversation with people. I'm out to find out how people are doing than worrying about some doing the business. And it just makes it easier because my mindset's completely changing about worrying about what people want. What do they want, you know?
Ooh.
Give them what they want, not what I think they need.
Ooh.
And that right there, me changing and relaxing, is huge for me because I don't get myself all worked up.
Giving me goosebumps with that.
Yeah.
That is like a major deal. I'm going to try something here because we've got these two that have been diligently trying to get in and we just can't do it. I'm going to try to throw a couple three-ways in and see if we can pull them.
Well, I could do a three-way too. You want to give me a number?
Well, these are local if I just do it with some of Trina.
I got a free long distance too, so.
And so I will attempt to get, where's Lily's number? Got all my papers kind of goofed up here, and I need to have both Jessica's and Lily's, because I think we're going to get into some stuff that's really hot, and it always works so much better if we got a whole team here.
Is Corrine on?
I am.
Oh, good. You're so quiet. I didn't hear you.
I was on before you were on.
That's right. She was shining.
Beach.
She was the most amount of awesome. So let's see. Let me go to Boom. I got to get this off the internet now because I'm choking here. Let's see if I have it over here. Okay. Here's Jessica's, and let's see whoever wants to jump in on this one. Her number is, this is her cell, it's 435-2386. That's the local 509 here, so 435-2386. And Trina, why don't you do that? Just local.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want me to do that one?
Yep, and then I will attempt, the other two of you can work on that, some concepts here while I'm going to go try to see if I can pick up Lily.
Okay, hold on.
Well, shoot, I'm glad they didn't ask me to do a three-way. I'm on my cell phone. I would have no idea.
Yeah, doing three-ways for me, my cell phone really, it's a real problem for me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, this always hit the wrong button. So, how'd your body balancing go Saturday?
It went actually pretty well. We didn't have
big turnout that we had the first week, but it still went pretty well. Trina brought a couple of people that I think were pretty interested.
Oh, that's good.
And then my mom signed up, and she's got a gal at her work that's planning on signing up. So.
Hi, this is Jessica with me.
Well, that's wonderful.
Hello. Yeah. How about you? How did your week go?
It went pretty good. So, yeah, I've decided is I need myself a local partner, like what you and Trina are trying to do.
Uh-huh.
But I need someone that I can actually physically see and touch
yeah.
and feel. Well, maybe not touch and feel so much, but but because I need the contact. I need someone to get me out. I need someone to help me plan the previews. I need a partner. I would say that, you know, someone that is more cross line and not directly under me would work fine, but I really want it to be a team thing. I want it to be that I'm excited to help with them because me helping them helps me, and, you know, we work on it all together.
Right.
And so that's actually one of the things I've written down that I want is to find a local partner. Now I just need to find him.
Yeah.
So, but I would love to have that, to be able to have that bond and that excitement, because you guys can feed off each other a lot, and, you know, look how well you're getting thrown into this, Corinne.
Yeah. Definitely
hey.
Very helpful.
Now, tell me the correct pronunciation of your name.
Corrine.
Corrine?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let me make sure Corrine. I'm saying it right.
Yep.
I got Lily.
Great. What is going on with phone lines?
You know, it is the weirdest thing because Midwest, we don't have any problems, and then out West, we've got, I can't even get in. So I'm looking into a new company that will allow us to get in with a little less hassle.
Okay.
I'm totally fired up about that. Plus, it's free. So.
I was going to, you know, tell my other distributors to join in, but I didn't because of it's a good thing I didn't.
Yeah. I'm still having trouble kind of making that work.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, this is Trina. I was trying to call Jessica, but I just got her voicemail.
Okay. So she's probably dealing with something. All right. Well, we did get Lily, though, so that's cool.
Okay, we're here.
All right, let's go ahead and go through our numbers here then. Corrine?
What was that?
Complete or incomplete?
Incomplete.
Leslie?
Incomplete.
Ina?
Complete plus one.
Ah, way to go. Lily?
Complete.
Uh-huh. Okay. So even with the new change thing, does anybody have a challenge that you want the group to chew on a little bit? What is, like, how do we get anything that maybe isn't working quite the way you want it to so far?
Jerry, are you talking for the whole group?
Anybody, yeah, just throw it out.
Well, I do get three ways. I do get in touch with people. However, I have to follow up a lot. And it's not as fast as I thought it would happen.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent place to start. Does anybody else get people who either say they're going to be there and then don't show up or don't commit at all in the first place?
I'm getting a lot of, yes, I'll say I'll do this, and yeah, this never happens.
Is that Trina?
No, it's Corrine.
Corrine, okay.
Yeah.
Let's throw it out to the group because I got some stuff that's really good this week, and I don't want to miss out on recovering or covering some of our calls and some of our tapes and stuff like that, because I can tend to get far afield, and we're supposed to cover that. But what do you all think? What are some things that you're doing or that you've seen done or that you think need to be done to get these people to show up when they said they would?
I think you need to remind them at least once, or let them know that, hey, I'm gonna be reminding you. I'll give you a call and remind you, you know, the day before and let you know. So, and just help them remember that. You know, it helps them to let them know that, you know what, they didn't just invite me once and then that's it. It's they're serious about this.
Good. I think that's important. Anyone else?
Picking them up to events.
That's important too. If you pick them up and take them, then a lot of times those people that just, it's not on their radar screen, they can't even imagine why it would be important, they begin to show up. Anyone else?
You know, there's only so much you can do to try to persuade someone to be to something. And if they don't show up after you've done everything on your part, it's probably good, because it just it just means that they're not the ones. And you just gotta let it go. So you do what you can, you know, what you set yourself. Okay, these are the two or three things I'm gonna do to help them get there and make sure they're excited to come. And if I've done all my part and they still don't show up, then really, and they kind of blow me off, and that's all I can do.
It's kind of like trying to make somebody like you, huh?
Yeah.
If they don't like you, they ain't gonna like you.
Yeah.
And the number one reason why people don't like us in the can, can anybody figure out what that might be? Why they don't like us enough to say, I'm going to drop everything I'm doing and come to one of your deals?
They don't understand it.
That's very clearly true, yeah. The number one reason people don't come to what we want is because we generally didn't find out what they want. And so we start shotgunning them and saying, well, that didn't get them. Let's try something else. And we're pursuing them. So how do we find out what people want?
Ask questions.
Oh, sorry.
And when we ask questions, if we ask them in the right way, you all been nice to people the last couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take just a moment and find out if anybody had someone dump on them and just tell you all kinds of stuff that you'd never have guessed they wanted to just let loose. Anybody have that yet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were surprised by it? What was it?
I had someone tell me all of her problems about being sick and being fired, and then they rehired her back, and then her telling me about her daughter and her son, and she really went on.
and you're, not that much, too much information. and so what was the trigger? Why do you think she dumped on you?
Because I started asking her questions. I just went to like the dollar store, and there was a lady that was working there, and I asked her a couple questions, just kind of more personal ones. And
here's something to watch for, and this is so subtle. You can ask these questions all day long, and people will think you're just an irritation, just like everybody else in their lives, until you act like you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
If you're genuinely interested in what somebody has to say, they will probably spout off for the next 2 weeks if you really are interested. And has anybody discovered a way to be interested when you're not interested? Because remember, your body posture and your nonverbal communications are going to speak much more loudly than what you actually say. So how do you appear to be totally interested when you're not? What can you do?
Be more focused in on them and eye contact.
Good.
Yeah, I think you have to change how you're acting. I think if you, yeah, sometimes it'll be hard, but I think you have to genuinely be interested.
I think you have a lot of patience as well.
And what if here's something to remember. When you're in a conversation with someone and you lose control of the conversation, what does that mean? How do you lose control of the conversation?
By changing the subject or veering off, looking away.
So they start veering off and looking away? And here's what most people do when they start to get in where people start hammering them a question. Let's say you're prospecting and somebody says, what is this and how much does it cost? Can you see how that'll just kick the pins out of most people?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to that point? What causes a person to get to the point where they lose control? Basically, it's when you're not the one asking questions, they are. If you give them enough time to ask questions, you just lost. So how do you keep from giving them enough time to ask questions?
You keep asking questions.
Good. And what? Can you see how someone might get right up to the point where they're going along pretty well, and then they get to a point where they make one misstep, they leave too much time, somebody asks them a question, and they're toast? There's a really great example of that in a tape series that Dave just sent out. Some of you may have gotten one. He might have sent it directly to you. Dave Johnson, where a gal named Denny Johnson did a phenomenal series of trainings on this kind of issue. How do you lose control of the conversation? And one of her scripts, and she does everything in her business by scripts, and the reason she does it by scripts is so that people could say, well, I could do a script. In fact, she tells them, the reason that you came to the second step of the process was a script that I read to you, so that they could go, well, geez, I guess I was interested, and the script made a difference. But the script was important in two ways. One of them was that there was a script, but the other important thing was that how she read the script. And just going to be writing some of that down for myself, just to really kind of have an idea of the flow. But basically, she would call someone up and say, hi, this is Denny Johnson, and I'm calling because you had some interest in building something from home. What can I do to help you? Now, you see, about 30 minutes ago, someone called you and you filled out a questionnaire about building this from home. Are you interested in developing a major or an in-home extra income or not? Am I off track here? Well, I guess, yeah, I'm kind of interested in developing an in-home income. You bet. So she kept firing away with questions, but she didn't leave any gaps in there. It's something to practice. When I come next week, I'll have some of these scripts kind of banged out a little bit for you. But
what is the tape called?
There's 6 tapes in a row, and they're called Danny Johnson on closing and 10 keys to success and prospecting 1, 2, and 3, those kind of things. And they're not available anywhere that I know of, except Dave just had them.
So
I'm gonna try to help make those available, because she overcomes so many things that are just minute little points that if you change it, it changes all your success in the whole world. Here's what she did, and I think some of you might have heard it on the previous call, how she changed her mindset. This was a gal who was she was working in the retail sales, and in retail in like a dress shop. And she went to try to get a higher-end job, Nordstrom or Macy's or one of the places that really pays better and has a higher quality product. And she kept being bypassed because of what she looked like. She was overweight. She was gaining an extra pound a week. She didn't believe in herself. So she was, she said, I was one person that was meant for the low-ticket store. There was no way I was going to get into the higher ticket store. And she said, started thinking, I'd been so unsuccessful in my network business for a year and a half, never sponsored a soul. And then she was homeless. She was doing this minimum wage job and totally frustrated at the end of her rope with no place to go. And then within about 2 or 3 months after she had this epiphany, this revelation, she was making tens of thousands of dollars a month in network marketing. And she'd been failing at it for a year and a half and never sponsored a single soul. What do you suppose changed?
She did.
Absolutely.
Her attitude.
And what she did was she thought of, okay, if I was to do the ultimate job, something that I just would love the most in the world, what would it be? And she thought, I am so tired of people looking at me and making a judgment that I can't do something, and I'm so tired of going into these places and they say, you don't qualify for our position. I want to be the person that sits there and tells people whether they qualify for the position or not. I want to be the one that does the interviews. And she said, and then I started looking at my network marketing business and found that it answered that need for me. I could be the one who told people, well, you know, you're pulling it and you came to the table or you didn't, period. You can either rise up and do and be, which is what we hope you do because we're looking for some people, but if you don't get it done, then we're moving too fast and we've got too many things going. We'll just have to just leave my number and that's it, walk away. Once she began to start putting the urgency on like that, she started making 30 phone calls a day, and it made all the difference. Jessica, did you just join us? So let's think about that for a second. She decided that, and this is one thing I want this group to decide, you flat are going to want to make heaps and piles so you can be done with yourself, right?
Right.
And you want to do it as fast as you possibly can. And we know now that nobody will listen to you if you're not listening to them.
Yes.
Right.
So if we could ask a few key questions of people that tell us what they're about, a couple of simple questions. In her interview of people, because her whole perception of what she does is interviewing people because she's got an amazing, well, I'm going to call it opportunity now, but that's not the word because if you say that, everybody thinks it's Amway. She's got an amazing option for them to change their lives, and she knows it. She knows that it is entirely up to them whether they get it or not. She gets herself out of the way. It doesn't matter whether I'm having a bad day or my mom didn't like me or my shoes are green. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I have this option to provide for somebody who's really looking for that option. So she basically says, are you looking for something in which you can completely change your life and develop a full-time income or a blowout income in a short period of time? If you're looking for that, are you totally willing to achieve what you want to achieve? Are you totally willing to do the work that it takes to get there? Are you trustworthy, honest, and bold? Can you do things like that? And then do you have some money set or access to some money to keep the thing rolling until it gets up off the ground? Because this is serious business. And then she would say, what about your work that you currently do that you really like? So, Kareen, what is it about your work that you're currently doing outside of NECAN that you really like?
I like the involvement I have with all my patients.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then the atmosphere.
And the atmosphere
with
the people?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, do you feel, describe how that atmosphere works. What's it like there? Why does that make you excited?
I work with a bunch of people I like, and I work in a place that people hate to come to, and a lot of the times I can have them leave either having a better experience than they have had previously as a dentist, or just feeling a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How about, what is it about what you do that you don't like?
Oh, that would be the sucking spit part. And probably the limited freedom I have as far as my time and when I can take vacations, because my vacations kind of depend on when the doctor takes vacations and leave. And
That must be tough.
Yeah. And then some of the patients I don't necessarily enjoy, but...
What was that last part?
Some of the patients I don't terribly enjoy,
okay.
But that's only a few.
And so if you were to really put something together that fit the whole bill for you and you were able to totally be involved with the process and you got to be, you felt like you made a difference with it and the atmosphere was people, every time you got together, you felt like, man, we're making a difference, and this is so much fun to work with people, and that you could really change the way people looked on their lives, and they could walk away and be just sort of grinning because, you know, it really is a good world after all, and kind of pointing out the things that were right with the world instead of the wrong ones. And really, you didn't have to decide based on somebody else's schedule when your life would happen. Would that be the kind of work that you'd like to put together?
Yes.
And if you could, what time, when would you like to start that?
Right now.
Now, see, what I did was just listen to, out of two questions, what she really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And those two questions are, what do you like about what you do, and what do you not like about what you do? When you play it back at her, you can say, if I could put this stuff together to get your dream job, what would it look like? When do you want to start it? Do you have something put away, and would you pay the price to get it done if you knew that it was available? Then what we can do is we can follow right back up and say, now, a lot of what we do is predicated on whether this is interesting to you or not, but the other side of the coin is that we only work with people that are positive, self-motivated, and can really do the job of leadership. Do you have those qualities? And she says, yeah, I think I could probably muster those up. Well, we're going to be assessing that in the next 48 hours, and we want you to review from your side. When we get back together, then we're going to find out if we have a match. Sound good to you? Now, you see, what we've done is we've created an urgency in the areas that were most interesting to her. Can you see how fewer people would blow you off?
Mm-hmm.
So these are some skills that we really want to develop. We want to let people know that we're building toward this life of freedom. All right, let's go back and review some of our book stuff. So far, we've read the first eight chapters of, or the first four chapters of your...
I thought it was three. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was three.
Yeah.
Well, you read three, but we'll throw in five through nine next time, or four through nine next time, so we'll add another one.
Yeah.
And in those first three chapters, what jumped out at you? Anybody?
I had a few of them. I'll go speak.
Okay.
I liked the, I'm trying to find what chapter it was, the one with the Rod Stewart concert.
Oh.
And how it's chapter two, Mastering the Music.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the part where he talks about Rod Stewart and when Rod Stewart came out to the stage and how many people were there, and if it wasn't for Rod Stewart actually practicing and what else did it say, as much as that he had to practice, he wouldn't have those people there.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the hard work from the time that he was little all the way up until he was famous, he had to do a lot of work to get to that point. It just didn't, he just wasn't like a natural singer, and it just came out and all these people just appeared. And I really liked how that whole process on mastering the music.
Good.
Because it's so true. People think, you know, famous people, they're just naturals, but they're not. I mean, they struggle to get to where they want to get. That's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, people don't pay money to watch somebody stand around and be average, do they?
No.
Good point. Anyone else get something from the reading?
Well, in the third chapter, in the attend every live event, it says not everyone attending every meeting earns $10,000 a month. However, everyone earning the $10,000 a month attends every meeting.
Mm.
And I think there's quite a bit of philosophy there, of course.
So let's review something at that point, just kind of bring something to mind. Lily?
Yeah.
On our last call, we had a guy who owns a wedding chapel, and he felt really confident in the work of running a wedding chapel. So I'm going to ask you some questions that are, as a teacher, that I think will fit somewhat similarly to what he did as a wedding chapel owner. When you start a student out, do you have a pretty clear idea what they're going to accomplish when it's time for you to release them to the next teacher?
When you first start?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you start the beginning of the year, if you got a pretty clear idea what those little minions are going to walk through and what they're going to accomplish before they get through to the next year?
No.
And so in terms of that, then, you don't have like a minimum requirement or a minimum criteria that you would love to have a kid get by the time they leave your class?
Well, you have to have it.
And so when you do that, here's another analogy. When you're teaching a little kid to ride a bike and you run alongside of them, and when you finally let go of the seat and they're on their own power, can you see how that kind of might relate to when you're the teacher moving a kid on to the next grade?
Yeah. Huh?
That you now feel confident that they can master enough of the skills to be able to move on to the next grade. So it's pretty clear in your mind what you want to have done then, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So with that clarity in your mind, then you can start to say, well, we've got to fulfill these requirements, so let's go backwards. And so on this month we have to do these things, and this month we have to do things. By the time we get done with all this, they should be good to go and ready to launch, and I can, with pride, move them on up to the next grade. As a result, you could figure out what you were going to do every day. When is a person in your Nikan vision ready to be launched onto their own as if you're letting go of the bicycle seat? What will they have gone through to get to that point?
You want all the steps?
Yep.
They have gone with me to presentations. Have gone to wellness previews. Humans being more.
Good.
And by then, I'm hoping that person would know enough and would have enough stamina to do it on its own.
Okay, so if you were to sit down with your class on the first day of school, you can pretty clearly define what the rules of engagement are, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to experience these things this year, and your coat goes over here, and you do things this way, right?
Yeah.
And you do it enough times that those little kids are almost like Rod Stewart concert goers, where they know how to tell a brand new kid what's coming up next, right?
Yes.
And your life gets easier after a while because everybody then begins to start to follow the plan and keep up with each other.
Yes.
Can you see a correlation between that and what we do?
Yeah, we teach them what to do.
And so we want to be very clear on the next step. The teachers that are most clear about what you're going to go through and non-variable are the ones who are easiest to follow. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
So the same thing's going to occur as we develop our vision for people who are going to be autonomous and free. So when we let them go, push them out of the nest, let go of that bicycle seat, what does that look like? So Trina, tell me what it looks like for you. How do you know when that person's prepared and ready to go?
When they show, you know, when it's kind of like the CD that we listened to this past week too. Once they have shown you that they see a vision of the business and where it can go and where they can see themselves in the future, and the excitement that. It's kind of hard, but the excitement that you can see in their eyes.
Very good. I like that.
For like an example, I have prospect other people before, and I had signed up one other one. But this person, the person that I had signed up before, I thought that she would have been this on fire and ready to go. And what was really weird is, it's like that saying, the ones that you don't think that will do the business, do the business, and the ones that you think won't, will. It's so true, because, you know, I saw a side of, since she's on the call, Corrine, that I hadn't seen at all. And it was really weird, because I thought one person would be on fire, ready to go, but actually it was the other person that was.
Okay. And so it was her choice as to whether it was her timing. And it
right.
was kind of her life's choice to realize that the things that she'd done up to this point were really merely leading to this. So it wasn't really your decision as to whether somebody gets it or not.
Right.
So you could really release the outcome. And that allowed Corrine to make the decision of whether she was going to be or what she was going to be. You weren't bugging her and driving her nuts. So she said, this looks like fun.
Right. Well, she was just, it was so cool because she was always asking me, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, well, we're, you know, doing a preview or we're doing, I mean, it was, every question that she was always asking me was always relating to the business. And then, you know, it's just like, gosh, I really want to be a part of that. What is she doing? That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she always doing the business? Why is she so attracted to it?
Good deal. Leslie, what do you think a person should have when they're when you're ready to release them?
I would say that for me it's going to be seeing when they start teaching other people what I've taught them. And that's what's going to show me is that they're ready, is that they're following the example I gave them, and I can see that they're going. But there's a part of me that thinks, well, why would I ever let someone go? Because I'm always going to keep working with them.
That's true.
But as far as, I would say that it's going to be when I see that they're applying and doing the same things that I've taught them.
Well, let's put it on this sense. Let's say you were going to a foreign country, and you were going to teach teachers to teach English as a second language. And you are instructing that first group of teachers because you're going to be teaching a class somewhere, and they're going to be teaching a class 50 miles away. Did you release them? Absolutely. They'll be working with their students in their way, and you now have created a peer group as opposed to a student group. So what I'm looking for is, when do you know that you're going to release them as a peer group?
When they speak the language.
Or they all speak English because it's their first language. But now they're going to be speaking or teaching. So you're saying the second language is what they're going to be learning, right?
Yeah. When they can, you know, I mean, when they speak, when they can do what you're doing, when they know, when they can do it fluently, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what else do they need to know? I mean, if you just, Lily's, I mean, she's, what do you speak, three languages, four? Can you imagine that somebody might be able to speak two languages but can't teach anything? So they couldn't take a classroom and have any control or teach them or lead them in any direction at all. They could just be a confused mayhem and the whole thing would fall apart. So there are other things that they may have to know in order to be a teacher on their own, so out in some community somewhere, right? A lot of skills. So what do we need? What's that?
The leadership skills?
It all depends on what you as a NECAN distributor see. Let's say, for example, we've got to define this end point, because if you're looking across the table at some brand new prospect, you want to know when Corrine is ready to stand up and go. So let's go through a series of events that are reproducible, and Corrine could go, okay, I went through those, I know how to bring somebody back through those, we can make this work. So let's take a look at it. Corrine says, well, I'll ask her. Corrine?
Yes?
Were there any DVDs or CDs that you looked at that were helpful in making a decision whether you wanted to do Niken or not?
I think actually the only one that I watched before I signed up was The First Look.
Okay. And did that have any impact on you?
It got me interested in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Or interested actually in more of the product. And so I kind of wanted to know more. And then Trina drugged me to a few previews.
Okay. Could you see then, if you were going to bring somebody, that it would be valuable for you to introduce them to The First Look video?
Yes.
Now that you've seen a few others, are there any others that you would want them to see if they were trying to make a full-on decision? Do you have any favorites you've developed?
I can't think of really any favorites. Mostly I've just been listening to CDs and stuff, so.
Okay, do you have a favorite presenter that's popped out?
Not really a favorite one.
Okay, so you see all the other members of the call. Brand new person, she could be confused about what comes next. And if she's confused about what comes next, can you see why somebody might say, I'm not sure if I really want to follow her? Because she doesn't know where she's going, I don't think. So we've got to clear up that confusion. Wouldn't it be great if you knew exactly which one to give people the very next step?
Yeah.
It would make you feel a lot less like you're on your own out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we would do. The rest of the call, does anybody know what would be the follow-up video or audio to First Look? According to the Pathfinder program.
It could be a Y and Niken.
That's one of the two. What's the other one?
The process?
It would be Dennis Williams.
Yeah, Dennis Williams for you.
And you know what? That should be standard in all of our discussions, that in order to get somebody fully informed, what if we gave them only those two so we weren't confused? Now, they did throw in lately that you could do the Niken Wellness Home one.
Uh-huh.
But if you knew those, Green, wouldn't it be a lot easier if you could say, I want you to review this 12-minute video. If you like that, we want to schedule you to come to one of the events, but in the meantime, you'll want to watch this.
Yeah.
And if you knew that it was one of those two, how do we decide whether we give them a Dennis Williams or a Why Niken by Rick Murphy? Anybody?
If they're more business, you want Why Niken.
Okay. So it depends on their personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Trina, what kind of personality would you give a Rick Murphy Why Niken?
One that is looking to build a business, or they see income, that they want to earn more money, or they want to get out of, like, their job.
And what kind of person would you introduce to a Dennis Williams?
One that's more laid back, more that kind of wants to know about everything, wants to know about the business, wants to know about the product, because Dennis touches on basically every personality.
So, Corrine, can you imagine running across those two types of people?
Yes.
The fired up fireballs and then the ones where they're just naturally more laid back? So if you had those two choices, it wouldn't take very long to memorize the choices.
Right.
Okay, so once you get them through that process and you go to a wellness preview, or what are some other, what's the other option to a wellness preview you could take someone to? Well, we're implying. implying that the Wellness Preview is a group of people gathering downtown somewhere. What's the other place they could gather?
Oh, at your house.
Now, can you see different people might be more appropriate to go to your house than they would to go to a business meeting downtown? Some people just would be ready to go and look at products and how they might affect people. That's how you approach them. It's what their problem was when you talked to them initially. Can you all see that?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd say, well, the best one for us to do would be to go lay on the mattress and stand in somebody's shower as a whole group and make jokes about it, have a good time. And then there might be another person who totally comes into this and says, look, I'm so sick of being broke and on my own and or following through and never having an opportunity to even choose when I get to go on the vacation. I have to wait till the dentist goes on vacation. This totally sucks. Then what we could do is say, then maybe you want to go take a look at how we make what we make. Okay, so Corrine, if we could lay that out so it said first go to your first look, then check out this next video, which would be Dennis Williams or Winey Ken. The third one is to go to an in-home, an ABC, or a Wellness Preview. Could you learn that process?
Yes.
If people went through those and then decided to join you, there's another process that we would go through. We talked about this last week. What's the first thing you do?
Sign them up.
Sign them up. What's the second thing you do?
Get them on AutoShip.
Page three.
Very good.
Exactly. And Lily, what's on page three?
I have it right here.
Okay, page three says, what's your intent? Now that you decided to do this thing, how come you decided to do that? Make sense? Why you would ask somebody that?
Yeah.
Everybody with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, what comes after page three?
Page four.
That was a stretch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Page four. Page four says, out of these five options, which kind of a business builder do you want to be? That tells us what to do next. What comes after page four? If they just want to buy product.
Buy the
wholesale.
Product.
If they just want to buy product wholesale, what would you do?
Order the product.
Section 2A. On page 5. And what it says is,
well,
we want to show you what the products do, how to order those products for yourself, so you quit bugging me about it. Where you could go if you want more information, and what to do if you'd like to join us later. Can you all see how that would be honoring a person who wants to be a 2, just buy products wholesale?
Yes.
Can you see? Can you feel a rhythm in all this? If you knew the rhythm, and you just go, okay, first thing we do is sign them up, then page 3, then page 4. If they want to be a 2, then you go to page 5, 2A, and then you're done. If they want to be a 3, 4, or a 5, you'd say, I'll meet you on page 10. Review this video. We'll do a sponsorship meeting. On the sponsorship meeting, it tells you they're engaged, they want to get moving, or they're not, and they don't get it. And then you go out and do it again. So if we went over that every day for a week, Corrine, could you do that with somebody?
Yes.
You could be the trainer that trains the next generation to go through that process. Some of those people say, I want to become a professional networker. Great. Listen to this tape. This is about going into the Pathfinder 1 class. The rest of them just say, I just want to learn about the product stuff. Great. Go to this Wellness Preview. And once you've got that down, could we release her pretty much to go do what she's going to do?
Yep.
The only thing we'd have to do is to just teach her that bringing people to the table matters, so let's go see some people. You make the appointment, I'll show you how to do a ABC. Now, in all of that I just presented, is that startling to anybody?
No.
No.
Does it seem difficult?
No.
Does it seem appropriate for what we do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, let's say our project this week was to teach Corrine how to start somebody so that she could be our official trainer in this area. And we fully expected by the end of a week she could have those steps down nailed. Would she believe, if we believed in her, would she probably believe in herself?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To do those things. What else would a person have to do to be successful in this business? Really nothing, right? If you could just keep repeating the process and putting people into it, humans being more training would do what humans being more training does. Pathfinders would do what Pathfinders does. People would either get it or it's not their time. And your job is to just make friends and say, this is the coolest thing in the world. You want to come see it? Right?
Okay.
So, Leslie, describe to me, in that process, does it seem doable?
Yes, it is doable.
And what will keep a person from asking 50 people in 1 week, you know, you just told me your life story, and were you really serious about wanting to make a change? If you were, would you be willing to review something so I can ask you if you want to plug into something or not? You see, that's really, if we could do that over and over again and the steps were clear and all you had to do is just repeat the same process, do you think people would become confident that they could do the same process?
Yes. Because it always, you know, you almost always go off of, well, if someone else can do it, I can do it.
You bet. So what if we just administer that? Would you all be rich?
Yeah. Yes. At least out of our jobs.
We don't have to be convincing people to get into this. We're just asking them, based on what you just told me and the misery that you're going through in your lifestyle, are you ready to take a look at something new? If you're not, great. Get over the answer. If you ask enough people, will somebody get it?
Yes.
But you have to ask them the right things. There's just some subtle little differences that make you not be right. And we've got to stop wanting it for other people more than they want it themselves. And we have to challenge them. Remember the old saying, more people will tell you no because you make it sound too easy than will ever tell you no because you make it sound too difficult. Now, when I say that, Corrine, you probably never heard that before. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Why do you think people are like that?
Because we're pretty much conditioned to think that nothing really comes easy, and when it's too hard, then we just don't want to do it because we have enough stuff going on already.
If it's too hard, you don't want to do it, but if it's meant to sound too easy, what happens in their mind?
To be good, to be true.
Yep. So if we just say, best thing you'll ever do in your lifetime, I mean, I just stand by this 100%, but you're going to have to work your brains out to get there. It's just that when you do, you know that you'll never do anything more meaningful in your life. Will people just say, no, count me out. All I do is just want to sit on the couch and eat Cheetos. Well, most likely they would say, count me in because I want to be tough. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be somebody. Why not challenge them to that level and just say, I'll come back and talk to you later if you're not in that position right now, if you're the one who's running the interview, because really what I have to do is I have to get my family fed and get this thing locked and get some other people on the ground and solid, and then I'll come back and talk to you, but I need people who are ready to make a shift and make it hard and make it right now. So here's my phone number. Give me a ring if that ever hits for you, and I'm off to somebody else. Y'all see it?
Huh?
Yeah. The homework assignment for this next week is to read the next four chapters. There are five for this group. Then we're going to watch the video of the second video of getting our ignition sequence guide. And at the same time, we're going to watch The Process by Terry Latham. And
what's
this
the first
week,
what's the first DVD?
Ignition Sequence Guide, the second one.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. Watch this as if, can I, you're asking the question, can I use this tool to plug people into this Pathfinder tool so that I know that they would be well-oriented, on their feet, and ready to go? I'm letting go of the bicycle seat. If I can, then I can, and I understand that to be true, and I believe in these tools. The only thing that's keeping you from moving forward is plugging people into the tools, right? If they plug into the tools, how quickly should they be able to reproduce? Without the tools, it becomes personality-based, and personality-based is not reproducible. Make sense to everyone?
Yep.
So, Kareen?
Yeah?
What do you say you and I just sort of sneak off and do a few phone calls this week, blow it out, make you twice as successful as everybody else so we can prove it works?
Sounds good to me.
Or, Lily, would you like to be that person?
Yes.
So we'll just prove it. How's that?
Jerry, can you repeat that? Where was it, Terry Latham?
Terry Latham's The Process.
The Process.
And Rick Murphy's Ignition Sequence Guide, or Ignition Sequence Launch. I got that wrong. Launch number two. And this week, let's just haul people in wholesale. Let's just bring them in. Because guess what, y'all? We just discovered what they're going to go through. If they want to just be wholesale people, we have a way to do that. If they want to be leaders, we have a way to do that. Plug them in and let them run. It's not your job to run them all the way across the finish line. It's your job to invite them, give them the ticket, go get some more.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.